It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today I've got on the phone with me Charles Sharp. He's a supervisory civil engineer for the BLM. And if you haven't heard already, they are going to close Price Rec starting June 16th to do some much-needed maintenance on the road. We're going to talk about, you know, why that's happening right now. A lot of it has to do with the winter that we had. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what they're going to do and then when they're finally going to have it up and running. And it sounds like it's a major project, but it's going to be so worth it at the end of the day. Charles, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So let's start with the press release came out the other day, and it talked about closing Price Rec starting June 16th for some road maintenance. So let's talk about why we had to do it right now and kind of what led up to this.
So there's a couple of reasons on that. One, you mentioned, is the winter. That pushed our schedule back a little bit with all the snow this year. Second, big reason for us is funding. This has been a project that's been in the works for a while, but the BLM doesn't, we're not the top dogs in the government, I guess. And a few years ago, however, we did get additional funding, and we were able to put this project into the pipeline stream and get it going.
And as you said, you know, we were talking just before you came on the air, this was a project that you guys were looking at kind of maybe starting to get prepped and everything last fall. And then you were hoping to be able to start on it in the springtime, but Mother Nature really didn't agree with you, did she?
Nope, not this year at all.
So you kind of had to push that, and now you're looking at starting it on June 16th and getting everything rolling up there. And there are some logistical things that have to happen. As you said, it is a narrow road, and it's kind of hard to get multiple contractors up there to get stuff done. So let's talk about what they are going to be doing.
Correct. So the major push on this project is to recap the road, make it nice and smooth again, or as best we can. There's a section of road that is more damaged than the rest, and we'll be doing a full depth repair on that. So basically taking out the subgrade, recompacting that in, and putting the asphalt back on top correctly. We're reworking the drainage a little bit, making sure all the culverts are clear and working, clean out the bar ditches, removing some vegetation, trimming some trees. Part of the original project was to replace all of the guardrail, and then, excuse me, the original contract had extending some of the guardrail. However, with the fire a couple of years ago, we found that many of the guardrail posts were burnt, and so we're going to go ahead and replace all of the original guardrail in addition to adding the extensions.
And we also discussed the fact that this is just things that have happened over time, but then also Price Rec was kind of hit by part of the Bear Fire as well, weren't they?
Correct.
And so some of what happened there, you guys are looking at going in and straightening and kind of cleaning up. And correct me if I'm wrong, but with everything that you guys are doing, sounds like you're going to have almost a brand new road headed up there.
Fairly close. I wouldn't call it completely new, but significantly rehabilitated.
And we'll get all that done. And then you guys are looking, because it is a hot spot when it comes to hunting season. You guys are hoping to have that reopened by the fall. Is that kind of where you're looking at right now? Or is there maybe a chance that it'll be done sooner or later?
Although we'd always like to open things sooner if we can get ahead of schedule. Right now, too early to tell with them just starting. But, if we can open it sooner, that'll be great. And, yeah, we know, BLM supports multi-use, and Hunter's a part of that group. And anytime we can get it open for people to enjoy the outdoors is a win for us.
All right. And once again, this is all pertaining to the closure up there at Price Rec happening on June 16th so they can get that road taken care of and fixed up. And so everybody can kind of go up there and enjoy the fall hunt season as, you know, a lot of people do. Charles Sharp, supervisory engineer with the BLM. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.